Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone to the Shia Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tzav Tavshin Pei Dalet. This week's Parsha is an unbelievable Rabbeinu B'chai in the Akdama to the Parsha, where he connects the relationship we have to people to the relationship we have to Hashem. It's a very important insight how a person has to visualize the relationships he has with people and Sheldon to Hashem. And that's why Hashem made all these relationships, so he should be able to understand how to relate to Hashem. And he says, Ish Reyim Lehisraya. A person who has a lot of friends should be praised. Lashon Shrua. The Sraya is Lashon Shrua. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Praise a person who has a lot of friends. Why should I praise such a person? Because if you have friends, that means you have two milas. One mila is that it shows that you know how to get along with people. If you would be a balgaiva, if you're a shver mensch have a hard time making friends because they're shver mensch. So if you have friends, that shows you have the mila of shiflus and anava. You're a humble guy, people could enjoy you, you're not shver mensch. Shver mensch is people running away from you. So if you have friends, number one, it shows you the mila of shiflus. And number two, it shows you another mila. They're not afraid of people. Person who's like scared of people, he can't have friends because he's scared to approach them and to get involved with them and get relationships with them. Person has a lot of friends, he's not afraid of people. And he has good talent in how to making friends with people in a way that people should want his friendship. Because he has a seichel to understand why people are afraid of people. Why are people afraid? Because they don't have the proper seichel to understand the other people, how to make relationships with them. L'mashal, haka ragelcha mebeis avicha. You should keep your feet away from your friend's house, which means you shouldn't visit him so often. If you visit a guy too often, he gets sick of you, and then you lose the friendship. He's like, okay, this is too much already. Get out of here. I've been seeing you too much. So a person with a lot of seichel knows how to do it properly, and therefore he's not scared of people. Someone doesn't have seichel, doesn't know how to do it properly, and then he gets always burnt. Why? He hangs about the guy too much. The guy can't handle it. And he's like, get out of here. So he doesn't have the seichel to know how much to spend with the guy. So therefore he overdoes it. So a person that has friends is a raya that he knows how to be humble with other people. And he also knows, he has the seichel to know how to make friends properly on terms that the people like them, the people like him. That's hikaragelcha mebeis avicha. So that's the maila of having seichel and how to make friends. That you should visit him only once in a while. Pen yis biyacha v'seinacha. It might be too much and they'll hate you. So the maila of having friends is very good in the Olam Hazeh because you get benefit from them. V'yesh oyev da'avik mach. You could have friends that are even better than brothers. Yesh patelas ki mechevra tisrabo ava v'tischazek habrias. When you have friends and you're able to connect with people, you get more ava, more chevra, tischazek habrias. You make more treaties, more connections. V'yachsman shalom, and it creates shalom, creates good feelings. Meshenkin, someone doesn't have friends, he's one of the two problems. Techenunim midaber rosh v'asher yana azis. These are two midas. Royce. There's a midah of Rava Ani and there's a midah of Rava Asher. The midah of Rava Ani is that the poor man is Yidaber Rosh. He doesn't have connections with people. He's always talking in a way that's low. He doesn't have a connection with people. So mainly he's Yidaber Rosh. He talks like a poor man. Means he's not connected. He's scared of the people. So that's a bad midah. Ani Asher Yaza Anaz, the rich person that talks with Azis. It means he's a Balgaiva, it's also not good because when you have Azaz, no one wants to be your friend, right? You're too much Gaiva. So the Midah of Ani is not good and the Midah of Asher is not good. The Ish Reyim, that's the Mila of a person that walks down the proper path. He doesn't overdo it, he doesn't do Azaz, he doesn't do Asher, he doesn't do Ani, he doesn't do too low. That's the Rebbeinu B'chai says. That's the Mila of understanding how to build relationships with people. Dvash matzasa achol picha. Pen tispo vitisko. If the honey is good, if you eat a little bit, it's kishmak. You eat a little honey, it's you take a ten spoons, you drag, you swallow down, you're going to be sick. A little bit is sweet, but a lot is too much. So everything in life needs to be done with the proper shear. So Mela, when it comes to your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same thing. Some people, they're scared to get involved with Hashem. They have like a mind block on it. I don't want to have anything to do with Hashem. I don't want to get involved in Him. It's too much for me. It's too much scary stuff. I'm going to stay away. That's wrong. That's the midah of ani. He doesn't have shaychus to Hashem. Mashenkin, someone that gets involved in Hashem, but he overdoes it in a gaivadik way, like an asher, is also wrong. And that's shan the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga is kastira. One pasuk says, "Huka ragel chami beis avicha." You should stay away from your friend. You know, we said you shouldn't come so often, because if you come too often, it's going to be disgusting, like a friendship. It's going to be overdone. On the other hand, it says the daf in pasuk. It says avi beisecha ba'ilus. You should come a lot and bring others to beis hamikdash to stira. And for the Gemara, kan ba'ilus ushlamim, kan bechatas v'ashamus. So when it says not shver, like kasha. The pasuk says huka ragel. You should stay away from the beis hamikdash. Don't come so often as chatas and asha. The pasuk says you should come often avi beisecha ba'ilus. So my ba'ilus and shlamim. What's the vart? So Dr. Ben Bechai is the same vart here. Hashem wants your relationship. You should come with a proper eilus and shlam and appreciate your life. And you're coming to eilus, you have your hurei avira, small things Hashem wants. But then when you start turning the whole beis mikdash into a church, what's a church? Church, you can do whatever you want, then you dump your avaris on the church, right? You let it down on the church. Once the beis mikdash turns into a church, it's no good. Don't come. Don't show up. It's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to come to the beis mikdash with the proper yira, with the proper understanding that I want to have a relationship with you. But I don't want you to overdo it. I don't want you to come gaiv and start doing avaris and just using a relationship to destroy everything. So when it comes to a relationship with Hashem, Rebbe Bechai is saying that you should make a connection to Hashem. You should feel close to Him. But you can't let the gaiv set in to think that you're now a balbas over here. And you, because you have a good relationship with Hashem, you're now controlling the situation. Even though Taka is that Daidiv is a Rei, Hashem wants a relationship in this Bechena of Chaver. Huka ragel chum meis reacha. Even by a friend, don't overdo it. Pen yisbacha v'yisanacha. You might overdo it and he's going to hate you. So this touches up so well, the concept of betachin. A lot of people in Klal Yisrael are scared of betachin. They say, betachin Hashem, I should get involved. Like a mind block. I don't want to get involved in Hashem. No, it's not good. You should come to Hashem. Hashem wants, He doesn't want you to be scared away from Him. On the other hand, other people, they come involved in Betachin, and then they start controlling Hashem. I get whatever I want. I have Betachin. Bo, Nishtachav v'nechra. You should come to the Beis HaMikdash with Achna. Nivrcha lefnei Hashem ha'yiseinu. And we should machniat Hashem. You should not come. You should come b'achna. Ki hu elikeinu. V'anachnu am marisai. We're the sheep. V'tzon yadai. Hayoyim in b'koilis tishmo. You're the sheep of Hashem. Hashem's taking care of you. You should come to Hashem. You should feel close to Hashem. You should feel He's taking care of you. But you should come like tzon. Not that you're the Baal Bas over here. You control Hashem. And this brings us to the aside that betachin doesn't mean that Hashem shall suit to me. It means I shall suit Hashem. What does betachin mean? I shall suit Hashem or Hashem shall suit to me? It means that you're a sheep shalang suit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem shall suit to you. Right? If you come with the proper achna, that you're not the Ba'ilim over here, that you need Hashem and you're machniya and you accept Hashem's anhaga with you, you accept that He's the Baal Bas. Then Hashem Taka take care of you. Mashenkin, somebody who gets the gaiva and he thinks now that he's in control of this thing because Hashem did me toivus, then the whole thing backfires. You mevaze the Baal HaToiva. Once you think that you're the Baal Bas over here, Hashem Taka gives me Tavis, and I have Betachan Hashem, and I have a Kirvis Hashem, and now I'm Grace the Kanaker. Now you Mevaza the Baal Taiva. This is a lesson of the Chavis of Vavis and Shar Kniya. You guys say, Yizkoa Ha'adam, B'davar M'divri Ha'ilam. When a person gets Gaiva, and he thinks that he has episode Yad over here, a mevilized ela bazois es bal hatoiva. He's mevaza the bal hatoiva. Umuuta etzlay. A guy comes to give you a present and you don't take it bachna. That means you're not makir that he's coming to give you a present. You're not makir the toiv. Now makir it's a gift. So what happens next? What's the next step? Umiet yidiyasai behimares hasarasim mimenu. And he forgets how quick it could go away from him. The minute the gaiva sets in, now I'm the mative to myself. How does that go so fast? I'm the mative to myself. Hashem is already thrown in the garbage. Straight in the garbage. Who am mative ba la'atzmai? V'kayna isa b'kaychei v'chachmasai. How does that go so fast? Hello, no? Yeah. It starts off that the gaiva, you're not makir the chasad of Hashem. And then the next step is that you're the mative to yourself. I'm the guy. I have the whole power. It goes very fast, this thing. Pella. There's a medrash in this week's parsha, Tanchuma, Chazal in this week's parsha. In the beginning of Tanchum, Perek Beis in this week's parsha. Someone that gets gaiva, seife lelech be'esh. Shenama hiya oila ala maikta. It's oila. The minute it goes up, al maikta. Vahaya be'es Yaakov esh, be'es Yosef lahava, be'es Esav likash. The reason why, you know why Esav went down? You know why? Why did Esav go down? We look at Esav like he was a bum. Ah, bum. No. Lailam haba. In Olam Haba, this is Olam Haba. Not the, this we live in Olam Hashaker now. This is Olam Hashaker. We're talking in the Olam Ha'emes. In the Olam, can you imagine? In the Olam Ha'emes. Not the Olam Hashaker. Okay, Esav sitting, you know. In the Olam Ha'emes, Esav is going to come in a talis and sit next to Yaakov Avinu and ask for his reward. In the Olam Ha'emes. Really believes it. Can you imagine? In the Olam Ha'emes. It's not Olam Ha'shaker.
It's a medrash you're saying.
Chazal. To Tanchum in this expansion.
Right.
You see that Esav was a grace of mensch, not Pasha.
Was a grace of Usha. Was a killing people.
What was the rishis? It was very teef. It was very teef. It was very teef. The rishis is not so Pasha. He was a grace of Kanaka.
Yeah.
What happened? So Gemara Nedarim says that when Esav is going to sit in Olam Haba with his talis, there's also Yishalmi in Nedarim. Yishalmi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydei ba'atzmo is going to come and rip the talis off his head and be megala to the whole world his gaiva. The gaiva. It's very deep. A person could be a grace of mensch and knocking away. And tief for Ryan is gaiva. It's all about me. It's not about Hashem. Hashem's going to megal that. Lots of loving. So the makar of this whole thing is the shirish is that you have to be makir that Hashem is the boss in this world. We're not the bailam. We could do all the mitzvahs in the world. We could have all the batach in the world. We could even do all the chazals. But we have to be makir that after everything's said and done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the full Bailam. And he doesn't have to answer up to us on any level. The Yalka and Tolem says, on the Pasuk Keli Keli, in Kippur Chabez, that Esther said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you do this to me? You made a Seder in my Seberatius, that people who follow in your footsteps, you do nisim for them. Nishtan alay sidrin shalaylam. Nishtan alay sidrin shalimais. The imais were tzedekasin And whenever they got kidnapped, Hashem saved them from Parai, Masara, Imenu, Aide Sheikva Parai, Lelech, Laila Achas, Laka, Hiva, Chobane, Besi, Binagad. One night she's kidnapped and Hashem took revenge from the whole Mitzrayim, the whole kingdom. Ani, Shani, Ninna, Becheke, Shoharasha, Kol Hashanim Halalu, V'ein Ata Oisili Nisim. You ask this, Taina? I'm sitting with this Akashverish months for years and years and you don't do anything for me. Nishtana Sidre Shal Oilam. What's Pshat? The answer is that Nach'al the Tyrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss over here. Until you get that into your head, that we have no Shlit in this world, there's no Hashem in our life. We are the control over the life. We have to get this Hakara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. And he has the final say in everything, and we don't have to understand anything. We're coming, all the time is in the world, is not going to help because he's the boss. Even though Hashem says, if you listen to the Torah, it'll be good. All these things, that's up to the point of the boss. When a Kajrocha wants to take a tzaddik like Rabbi Akiva and have him skinned by the Romans, and even the Malachi Ashar is done on his dad,
right.
The reason is because Hashem is the boss. Until you get that into your head, there's no Hashem b'chlal. It's an idol. An idol is on your turf. The gods on my turf. I can make on the idol. I can throw rocks on the idol. That's an idol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that he is the boss and you have no say. Until you get that into your head, there's no Hashem b'chlal. Even though Taka Hashem says if you do mitzvahs, it'll be good. And everything's true. But after everything's true, to say that b'tachon z'vad gomer, that if I have b'tachon and I get what I want, it's kfir and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydu b'atzmi. And that's why the Chavis of Avos puts Shar b'tachon after Shar Yichud, after Shar b'china, and Shar avodas Elokim. Why does it have to be after all three? So he says in Perek Zayin that if you don't have all three, you're not going to get the b'tachon. So I understand Shar Yichud and Shar b'china, that if you don't believe in Hashem, you're not going to be b'tach in Him, obviously. But why do you need avodas Elokim? Why not avodas Elokim? Why not avodas Elokim before Shar b'tachon? The answer is that a God that you don't have to serve, that's an idol. That's not Hashem. That's an idol. If Hashem's on my terms, that's an idol. That's a par. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until you makabel avodas Elokim, there is no Hashem existing in this world at all. And therefore your betachon is an idol. It's not Hashem. If you makabel avodas Elokim, and after you mark it that he runs the world and he's the boss here and he's the only one that has the final say, then you can actually have the proper betachon and shaltsu to him. Then he'll be interested in shaltsu to you. Have a good Shabbos.